I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, I had a chance to speak with Steve Rudness. He's clinical coordinator at Upper Peninsula Health Plan, and we talked about the month of March being Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. Here's more with Steve Rudness.
Colorectal cancer is the fourth most common cancer diagnosed in this country, but it's surprisingly the second leading cause of death from cancer in the U.S. The CDC estimates in 2019 more than 50,000 people are going to die from colorectal cancer.
How important is the screening in terms of this being detected early and being treated or prevented even?
Well, the screening is one of the most effective tools there is in terms of cancer detection and treatment. One of the advantages of colorectal cancer screening through colonoscopy is that it's one of the only cancers where they can screen, detect, and then treat all at the same time.
And it's common, but there's probably a lot of people that aren't having it done.
There are too many people, unfortunately, that aren't having it done. They say that one in three people between the ages of 50 and 75 aren't being screened properly. And it's a test that's easily done.
Who should be screened?
Starting at age 50, 90% of the cancers that are detected occur in people over the age of 50. So the clinical practice guidelines suggest that you start at age 50 or younger if you have some different risk factors. Those include things like if you or a family member has a history of polyps or cancer, they say that you're 2 to 3 times more likely to have colon cancer yourself. If you have an inflammatory bowel disease like Crohn's disease or colitis, or if you have a genetic history of different genetic conditions within your family that might predispose you to colon cancer.
We hear a lot about colonoscopy, and we can talk about that as a screening test here in just a moment, but it's only one of a bunch of opportunities for screening for this, isn't there?
Right. There are several different options for screening and detection of colon cancer. Some of those include a fecal occult blood test where they use chemicals to check for a blood in your stool. There's a fecal immunochemical test, which uses antibodies that's a little more specific. There's called a FIT DNA test, where they actually use DNA to look for altered DNA that could signal cancer cells within your stool. There's a flexible sigmoidoscopy, which is just testing the lower part of your colon, which is where a majority of cancers are detected. And then there's also a CT colonography, or what's called a virtual colonoscopy, where it's not an invasive process. They use x-rays and computer imaging to look for problems within the digestive system and the colon.
We're talking with Steve Rudness. He's clinical coordinator at Upper Peninsula Health Plan. And the big, most common screening we hear about is the colonoscopy. That is the most common, but it also is the most effective, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. The colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening. It involves insertion of a tube that goes through your colon. It's done under sedation.
Yep.
So there's no pain, no discomfort. And I think that there's been this misperception that this is a horrific, painful, uncomfortable process. And over the years, the preparation and the sedation that's used have improved dramatically. The process is a lot easier now. You do take laxatives. Your system is flushed out. Within a couple of hours, you're cleaned out, and that part is done. You do that the night before. You go in for your procedure the next day. The medications that are used to sedate you are a lot easier on your system than they used to be. You wake up completely refreshed, wondering what just happened or when they're going to start, and the doctor tells you that it's already done. The colonoscopy can screen, detect, and treat all at the same time. During the procedure, if polyps are found, they can be removed. Survival rates when those polyps are found early are 90% at 5+ years. Mm-hmm. Compared to if that cancer has spread to other areas, it's down to 14% after 5 years.
I guess it sounds like it's really important to have a solid communication with your doctor.
Absolutely. See your doctor. Talk about your family history. If you've ever had blood in your stool, if you've had changes in your bowel habits, if you have a sudden unexplained weight loss, if you're over 50 and you haven't been screened, or if you have a family history of digestive disease or colon problems, see your doctor right away. This is a life-saving procedure. Most insurances will cover a screening colonoscopy after the age of 50 once every 10 years. If you have risk factors or a history, it may be once every 5 years. And then diagnostically, they can be done more frequently depending on your condition. Don't put it off. Talk to your doctor. It's a simple procedure. So have that conversation with your doctor and get checked. It's a life-saving procedure.
That's the comments of Steve Rudness, clinical coordinator with Upper Peninsula Health Plan. For Great Lakes Radio, I'm Walt Lindelaw.